You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Taking a call from John in New York about flooring. What can we do for you?
Hey, how you doing, guys? Listen, I got a little dilemma here. I'm going to be replacing a hardwood floor in a very small apartment in New York City. And I'm going crazy because half the world was telling me, or most of the world was telling me, a light hardwood floor would make it look bigger because it's very small, the place. And the other, but there's a few people, supposedly big shots, that say that's a fallacy and should get a very dark floor. So I'm a little jammed because this is like, you know, a very important decision, and I want the place to look as big as it can be. So what do I do?
Well, I think in addition to color of the floor, you should consider the direction in which you run the planks. You want them to run in the direction of the longest span of the room to make it feel as if it's larger.
Okay, gotcha. Yeah, it is a rectangle, okay.
Yeah, so you want to sort of help elongate it in any direction you can. So do that with the planking direction. And then I think as far as color, you know, you want to go with a neutral tone so that it works with whatever paint or whatever decorating style your renter or you or whomever is in the space would enjoy. I kind of recently have been very prone to dark floors only because I think they're super stylish. I think it's a modern take on a wood floor. And I think it really works with a lot of decorating styles. And you don't have to go super dark like an ebony or a wenge, but those are gorgeous tones to choose in a wood floor.
Really?
Okay. I mean, that's what I think, but, you know.
I've got two walls that are a little dark, and it looks great, but now I'm a little bit concerned about, but now you're talking me into going that way.
You know, as long as you keep trimming in the space that's in a light color, even like a white, that'll help draw the eye to all different corners and spaces of the room itself and sort of open it up.
Oh, so keep the trim lighter so you have the definitions all around.
Mm-hmm.
Great. Hey, listen, thanks a lot, guys.
You're so welcome.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.